It's me, Dan, from Harmontown. You can hear episodes of our show and 30 others before anyone else on TuneIn First Play. The TuneIn app is a free mobile audio app available across iOS, Android, and Windows. Podcast superfans get even more from their favorite shows. For 4 weeks, new episodes of Harmontown will be available a full 24 hours early, exclusively on TuneIn. Podcasts will release their new episodes early, including feral audio shows like Drinky Fun Time, Dome People Town, and Now. TuneIn is also full of content like live sports, news, music, and audiobooks. Get the next episode of Harmontown right now at the TuneIn app at tunein.com/Harmontown.
Feral Audio. Hey, welcome to Twisting the Wind.
Starts off, okay?
Somebody, the dogs are in the house still. Would you get the dogs and let them into the garage? Okay, this is about all I've got for you right now, okay? This is it. What was that? Was that an income earning spike? Welcome to Twisting the Wind here on the Feral Audio Network. My name is Johnny Pemberton. This is the introduction to the podcast right now. This is me talking. I'm the person sorry, I had a electron in my throat there for a second. Oh, it's still there. God damn it. You ever do that? Have like just enough of something in your throat, but you can't get it out. Doesn't have enough mass to catch enough of your lung wind to eject this particle, but it's still there. It's like a little fucking guy just hanging on to a flag, you know, like a little flag. You know those fucking hand flags? Who gives a shit about those fucking hand flags? What are those for? Those are for like mounting on your bike or something. And who knows how long they'll last, and they'll probably fray and fall off and then disgrace the icon with which they were represented. Hope it's not an American flag. Hope a cop doesn't see you accidentally bike over an American flag on your way to the bank to deposit some American cash. Or God forbid you've got some Bahrainian cash or some other foreign currency. And be like, hey, what's your occupation? You know, that's just what happened to me today. Welcome to Twisting the Wind with Johnny Pemberton here in the Feral Audio Network. This is a podcast you're listening to right now. Everything's okay. It's real good. It's going to have a good sound to it. It's real tiled in. I was going to say dialed in. or timed. I think I said tiled, but I will say this is probably the only podcast you could say that is tiled in. Someone, we've taken great care to get some mosaic constructors in here, and they've fucking constructed some goddamn tile works that would make an Italian woman cry. Okay. Not just, you know, I was going to say man, but I went with woman because I feel like women are stronger, aren't they? They really are. To say anything else would be absurd. I don't want to get into the whole gender thing right now because you know what? There isn't a whole gender thing. It's just how it is. I went to the bank today. This is literally true. To deposit some cash in my landlord's account because I ran out of checks because I'm fucking tired of writing fucking checks. Why are we still writing checks? Are we beyond that? I mean, the millennials are, right? They figured out how to get beyond checks, but I haven't. So I had to do direct deposit of cash, you know, because I've got the fucking money, yo. As if I didn't. Yeah. Like, what else would I be doing? Like, fake. Trick money. I did trick money this time around. Oh, you got me. Well, you got me once, and you're allowed to get trick money into my account for rent. So I went there and biking there because, you know, I'm all about exercise now ever since this camping trip I went on about 2 weeks ago. Now I'm just fucking indefatigable. You know what that word means? I love that word. It's a great word. I feel like I'm indefatigable now because I was born again hard on the upper high-end slopes of Inyo National Forest, listening to Philip Glass as I climbed over some talus structures and got real high, got really paid in the brain with a fucking double dose of that shit that leaves you the opposite of comatose. It was a real brain payment of sorts in terms of adrenaline and endorphins. God, it feels good. Nothing feels good now. I'm not kidding. That's sad, but it's not sad. It's just things change, right? So I'm biking to the fucking bank to do this deposit. And I get in there, and they ask me, they say, we need to know your social security number, and your ID, and your occupation to deposit this large amount of cash into someone's account number with which you have. I was like, that's interesting. You know, I was going to, the punk in me was going to be like, you don't need to know my occupation or like social security number, what the fuck, you know? But at the same time, all that stuff is so available to any sort of nefarious government entities that want it that I don't care if this stupid bank has it. So, but I'm still like, I'm not going to say my occupation just because I don't really know what it is sometimes. And well, it's actor essentially. It's essentially actor, but it's also like, I don't want to talk about that, you know? I just don't want to have that conversation. So I'm like, what am I going to say? And I rode my bike. I've got my helmet in my hand there. And I told her I'm a cyclist. And she goes, what was that? A cyclist? Like a bike? I'm like, yes. I was waiting for her to ask me questions like, wow, so you, that's what you do for a living? Oh, you're a cyclist, huh? Wow, so what's that like? And I was going to just have all this stuff ready to go like, yeah, you know, I'm a professional biker. Today's, you know, off day, just doing some light training here, rough side ride over here. But nothing happened at all. She didn't inquire. But I was all ready for my new life as a cyclist. As a professional cyclist. How cool is that? If you're a professional cyclist, I mean, acting is, that's boring. It really is. Everyone thinks the fucking acting is all interesting and shit. It is to me. It is in the moment, but the actual whole thing that goes on, it's a bunch of baloney. It's not that cool. Most of them aren't that cool. Actors that seem cool are just smart enough to know not to talk enough to reveal how stupid they actually are. That's Johnny Depp's genius, I swear to God. He's smart enough to know that, ooh, I shouldn't talk a whole lot. Thanks for listening to Us in the Wind here. I'm going to just drop right into the was no effect on that. A little bit of reverb, obviously, but so you know, that was 100% genuine
white person throat singing. That's what happens when you've got time on your hands and interesting. So I'm just going to drop right into the interview section here, portion, the conversation section portion of the podcast today. Have a very special exclusive guest. This is happenstance. It's not happenstance. It's sort of coincidence. It was a coincidental dance that was put together thanks to the one and only super secret powwow, Britt Sanders, illustrator, Brittany Christine. I don't know what to say. She has so many names. And well, you're going to learn what it is once we start getting into it. But for now, just know this is really cool, great opportunity, fun time. So enjoy it. And please be sure to rate and review the podcast. Please be sure to tell your friends about the podcast. Please be sure to make all of your online purchases through our Amazon portal. You fucking bastard, okay? Just kidding. You're just overly conservative, probably. You're not a bastard. You're probably not even conservative at all. You're probably less conservative than me. So, by the way,
how far should I be from the microphone?
Well, it's your decision. You can monitor your levels using the headphones.
Okay, good.
You can use your headphones to monitor the degree with which you feel your voice sounds good using a monitor.
But my voice always sounds good.
Well, not good. I don't mean good as in like quality. I mean good like as in something you feel this is appropriate for the way you want it to sound. That's actually flat water. Are you interested in sparkling?
Oh, shit. Which one do you want?
Well, I mean, I'm kind of a flat water guy, but I really don't care.
All right. Well, I'm going to give you the flat then.
Okay.
Here you go.
Okay, this is the sound of I've got spring and you've got spark. Ready?
You should have a comparison.
Okay.
You first.
And I'm going to open this up here now. And waiting for the sound of the seal to... Nope, it's not. It didn't crack, so this has clearly been contaminated by a barista.
It's flat. Let's hear the not flat water sparkling.
There we go.
Much better.
There we go. Do you have echo in your
echo?
Are you hearing it?
I got some verb.
You got some verb? Okay.
I don't know if
this is some minor. This is some minor verb here. I'm gonna experiment maybe with a different type of verb. Kapow. Twisting the Wind.
Thanks.
You happy to be here?
I'm really happy to be here. Thanks for having me.
This is sort of happenstance. This happened real last minute, real quick, real simple. There wasn't anything sort of set up here. There's no preordained questions or anything like that at all.
Yeah, I was just talk. Do you want to cheers already?
Yeah, we can cheers. Sorry.
Cheers.
Do you want to introduce yourself?
Sure.
Okay.
My name is Bethany, aka The Buttress.
Okay. You mainly go by The Buttress.
I mean, in real life, I go by Bethany.
But what's real life, though?
This is real life.
This is real life.
I would say.
It is, okay.
I mean...
Yeah, it's pretty real much real life, even though we do live in a simulation, definitely.
You think? Oh, I heard you talking
sure.
about that.
I'm pretty sure of the simulation, yeah.
Why, though?
Because of all the things they found that show evidence of there being, like, digital code inside of organic matter.
Like, what?
Scientists, they found
really?
That. They found it.
This sounds so abstract.
But I feel like if there's even like a little bit, it means it's real, you know?
I guess. I don't know.
Who cares?
If it is a simulation,
it doesn't matter.
You think it's all one person's or all living independent simulations?
I think there's no way to know. It doesn't. That's the thing, is that the simulation doesn't matter, because if it is a simulation, then it's just like, well... it's the same thing when you say
yeah,
like,
exactly. It's like, okay, well, the world is actually flat, whatever. I'm still living in it.
Or you can say, oh, it's, you can be zen about anything and just say, fuck it, because it's a simulation the same way you'd say it about anything else. So.
True.
Yeah. But in the real world, you're Bethany.
Yeah.
AKA The Buttress.
Uh-huh.
And you're you make music.
I'm a music maker.
You make music.
Yeah.
Do you say rapper?
Yeah.
Does it feel weird to say rapper
it
sometimes?
It does. Yeah,
because it is weird to say rapper.
Like, I'm a rapper.
Because it's like a word that means something different than he said, oh, I'm a singer. I'm a musician. It means you play like the bass or you play the drums.
Right.
I'm in a band. Means you like, I don't know. I'm
play
what else is there?
Drums or guitar.
Yeah,
or
play
bass.
Drums, guitar. But
I don't
I'm a
know.
Rapper. You ever say you're a hip hopper?
Yeah, because I am.
So would you say you're more of a hip hopper or a rapper?
I mean, I don't really get the whole difference, you know.
I don't get
when
it either.
When people are like, that's not hip hop, that's rap. It's like their way of indicating that it doesn't live up to their standards for hip hop.
Right.
But rap is a verb. So it's like, and hip hop's
right.
not a verb.
Hip hop
so
has rap in
is
it.
Is someone who makes hip hop rapping or are they hip hopping?
I think they're rapping.
Yeah.
I would
so
say it's all rap.
It's rap.
Yeah.
It's rap. It might
rap
not
music.
Be what you think is good rap. Or good hip hop, but it's still rap.
Because rap music, you have to explain that to your mom and be like,
hip-hop.
"Mom, I like rap."
No,
he's into
why?
Hip. He's into hip hop. He's not into rap. We don't listen to country music around here. We like folk music, not country.
Yeah,
you used to say that folk music is country that you like.
Oh yeah,
but that's not true anymore. I like country now.
Yeah,
I've embraced it.
I don't know too much about it.
You don't? Okay.
Like who are you into?
Merle Haggard, Johnny Paycheck, Waylon Jennings. These are all very white. These are like white. These are white guys.
Really white.
Yeah.
That's
mm-hmm.
cool. I like white people.
They're super white. Yeah, you're white.
Yeah, I'm white. I like myself.
Do you feel like you're any part not white?
No.
Not feel, but I mean, like, are you? Is there any part of you that's?
My mom says I'm Native American, but
okay.
I don't believe her. I mean, look at me.
Right. It's hard to say, isn't it?
I mean, I might be a little bit. That would be awesome, you know, but
my grandpa
I definitely
used to
identify
say.
As only white because that's really? What I look like, you know. I feel like white's just a color, you know. It's not an ethnicity. If you look
it's
white,
not.
You could be from Africa. You look white, you're white. You know what
yeah,
I'm saying?
Yeah, white's just this thing where it's like, oh, I have nothing about me. That's what I think it means.
Yeah.
It's like, what do you have? What are you? I'm just white.
Yeah.
So what are you? Oh, I am my interests. So what are you about? Oh, nothing. I'm just what I am interested in.
I'm just
in.
The sum of my experience.
I'm just the sum of the books that have reached me and the music that I like.
Mm-hmm.
So either
the posters I have on my wall. That's what I am.
Interesting white, bad white.
Yeah.
There's boring white.
Yeah, well, white,
like,
has become kind of like a diss, you know.
It is. But I guess we kind of deserve it to some extent. I've had it coming. I'll take it.
Whatever.
I'll take it.
Yeah, I mean, shit.
I don't care. I'll own it.
Yeah.
I don't want to own it, actually. I just want to sort of like be, I always check the box of other.
Yeah.
I prefer other.
Yeah.
Because I'm other.
Yeah.
Are you other?
I guess, yeah.
Do you have some other?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know what I am, so I can't say for sure. I feel like other is the safest option, you know?
Other is the safest option.
Other's always the safest option.
Other's always the safest option.
Especially when you're doing real-time processing.
With shitty onboard digital effects.
Yeah.
What the f***? That was a ghost just now.
Yeah, I heard it too.
How would you do it?
I would probably quote a Bible verse.
Quote a Bible verse. What do you
For
got?
For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have life everlasting.
Point, point, point. John 3:16.
Yeah,
coming
I definitely went with the most
Baptist.
Generic. You know, other ones I think I could probably paraphrase, but I got that one word for word.
Is that one did you spend some sort of specific time to get that one down?
Oh, yeah.
What?
Well, that's just, you know, I went to Bible school my whole life.
Bible school or Catholic school? It's a difference.
Bible school.
Okay,
well,
so
okay.
Not...
I mean, it was the first one was, I guess you would call it Lutheran.
Oh, okay.
And then the second one, high school, was Calvinist.
Because you're from the East Coast.
Yes, I am.
Right. I always thought you were from Detroit for some reason.
Really? No.
I was like thinking you were from Michigan.
Because I'm a white rapper.
No, because there's that band Salem. You know that band Salem?
Yeah.
They're from Michigan, but they live in the sticks.
Okay.
They're a bunch of like stick living hipsters. In the.
Are they?
I think
I didn't
in,
know that.
I think they live in the sticks.
Okay. I knew they were in Chicago a lot. My
they
girlfriend
are?
Who just dropped me off, I believe, is friends with one of the members.
I believe it. It's a very small world, people
mm-hmm.
who.
Especially when you go to art school.
Did you go to art school?
I did.
You did. Where'd you go to art school?
The School of the Art Institute of Chicago.
Okay.
Same as Orson Welles.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Look what happened to him.
He's dead.
He's died. He's died.
I hope that doesn't happen to me.
You won't die because you're living in the simulation. You'll probably be able to download your brain before you go.
Yeah. I'll just be a copy of myself.
But you won't be because you already are.
No, but I don't know if I subscribe to that belief.
What belief?
That we're living in a simulation.
Oh, but we're not alive.
I'm pretty sure I'm an original.
You are?
There's no copies yet. Then again, okay. If this is like multiple dimensions, then actually maybe there are infinite copies of myself.
Exactly.
I'm just living at one right now. But that doesn't mean that this is a simulation. Maybe there really does exist a million versions of me.
Infinite.
There's,
Bethany, there's infinite versions of you.
Nice. I wonder if they're nice.
Some are probably terrible, actually.
Yeah, true. I bet some of them are dicks. Straight up.
Why'd you go to art school?
Because I like art.
So you like, I want to paint.
No, I wasn't a painter. I'm a filmmaker.
A filmmaker, right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you went to make film.
Mm-hmm.
So who is your favorite film?
My favorite film is Blade Runner.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's a movie that honestly I don't like.
Really? How many times have you seen it, though?
I've tried to watch it several times, but I keep falling asleep.
Really?
Yeah.
Can you hear me in the... Oh, okay. I think it was too far.
I think what happens
is... You keep falling asleep?
I kept falling asleep. I just find it...
Have you seen it front to end?
Yeah, I've seen it all. It looks great. All the way it looks.
It's beautiful.
It's really pretty, but I find it... But you know, I...
stimulating.
Some movies, though, it's okay to... I feel like certain things... There's that movie Dancer in the Dark. You know that movie?
With Bjork?
Yeah.
I never saw that.
Oh, I hate it.
It's good, right? Oh, you hate it?
I think it's terrible. I just thought about it today.
Boring?
It's just like super boring and super like forced on... I feel like it's forced on you to
Lars
like it.
Lars can do that.
Yeah, Lars can try you.
Yeah.
Lars has
That's his thing.
Yeah. But that one is not that trying, though. It's not like the Breaking the Waves or something like that.
Which one is that?
That's the one with Emily Watson. What's her name? So all the Scottish guys. And she's like, Jan's prick. And the guy, it's a good one.
Okay.
I think it's my favorite one.
Really?
Best soundtrack.
What's the one that's all like sepia tones?
Celebration? No, that's color. That's Trier, right?
No, the Celebration isn't, I don't think. I think it's some other Scandinavian dude.
Yeah.
Pretty positive.
You just tuned into Dogma 95 Radio.
He was part of that movement. Yeah.
You just tuned into Dogma 95 Radio.
Where's our manifesto?
Our manifesto. You can't use lights. You can't do this. What is Dogma 95? It's not what you can do. It's what you can. Dogma 95, no longer relevant because it's been done to death.
Done to death.
Do you think it's been done to death?
I mean... Some of the principles are cool, but some of the rules are just so arbitrary, you know? It's like, well, I mean, I do think that, fuck it. If you need to have a rule book, you probably shouldn't even be making films, you know? I could think of a lot of things that would make films better that I've been seeing everywhere that are shit, you know? But those filmmakers aren't going to ever make a good film, so it's like, whatever.
What's some movies you've seen recently that suck?
That suck?
Yeah.
Oh, man. See,
tell me some stuff you're like, this is bad.
Oh, man, shit. You know, I don't even know because I pretty much only watch films that I know I probably won't totally fucking despise.
Well, what's one you were like, what? Or one you're like...
Recently?
Like, you're like this. You're like, really?
You know what I mean? The Gift.
The Gift. What was The Gift?
I saw it in theaters with my mother. It's some like domestic thriller starring Jason Bateman.
Domestic thriller.
Yeah, I love domestic thrillers.
That's a great genre.
Boy Next Door, have you seen it? The new J-Lo film?
A Brit's obsessed with that.
It's so good.
I think didn't she do a previous? She has a domestic thriller
Enough.
Under her belt.
Yes.
Enough.
Yes.
Yeah, enough.
Which is also fucking awesome.
So, but
Boy Next Door was amazing too.
It's so bad though at the same time.
No.
Isn't it? Enough is not good.
Yes, it is.
What makes it good?
Everything.
What makes it... Okay.
Maybe you have to be a woman.
I think you gotta be a woman, actually.
No, just kidding. That's only an excuse. I think you could like Enough.
Okay, well, I was forced to watch some of Enough.
Didn't like it? Are you crazy?
No, I didn't dislike it. I just find some of the... I don't know. You know, sometimes something's just not your thing. I get it.
I guess.
I get why someone likes it. What's that one where Shia LaBeouf is trapped with the ankle bracelet up in the...
The like Rear
Disturbia?
Window. Yeah.
Saw that recently.
It's like a Rear Window remake. Yeah. You saw that recently?
I saw
it
recently.
Come out like 10 years ago?
Yes, it did. But we watched it.
What'd you think?
I was entertaining.
I enjoyed it. Yeah, mm-hmm. I thought there was some bad performances, but some of
by
the,
who?
Some of the extra other actors, mm-hmm. the non-buffs.
Not Shia though. Or Shia. How the fuck do you
I
say
think it's
his
Shia.
Name? Is it?
But I think he would probably say like, "You can say it however you want to say it."
Right. It's up for interpretation.
I kind of feel like that's the way with anything, though. You can say whatever you want to say. You can say the fucking
True.
Word
I,
however you
I
want
don't
say
need
it.
His permission. I'll say mm-hmm. his name how I wanted to.
That's what I always say. It's yeah. my mouth.
Yeah. yeah. I like that.
Oh, actually, it's pronounced this way. Oh, really? Well, maybe it is in your mouth. but I call him Vincent Van Gogh. yeah, that's what I call him.
I like that. I'm going to start doing that.
You can do it.
That's good.
You can pronounce Vincent however you Van. Want. So you don't dislike any movies at all?
No, I dislike tons of movies, but I can't think of one recently that I really disliked.
But you got into... So you do something... Listeners.
Listen.
The Buttress... the Buttress makes her own music videos.
I do.
And they're incredible because it's like they're very... I want to say powerful, but that sounds like I'm...
That sounds stupid.
It does sound stupid. Some powerful reactions.
Here. Powerful.
Bill, we've got some very powerful reactions powerful. To this recent
I got
release.
Goosebumps.
Can we get a comment on the goosebumps that have been created due to these powerful video releases we're seeing attached to film? And we have reports that kids are doing digital drugs. you remember that shit?
No.
That was a thing a while ago. Digital drugs. It was
What's
this
a
thing.
Digital drug.
It's like this. It's a non-existent thing. It's basically. Okay. Kids listening to cool like sound sine wave drops like blowing
and it gets
up
you high
and it's supposed to get you high like YouTube
what?
Videos
what?
And it's like
does it work
some parent found a kid with headphones in the dark and they're listed on
listening
YouTube
to sine waves
yeah the sine wave
people in art school have been doing that for forever though you know
yeah they have really
shit yeah I took the analog synthesis class and I listened to a lot of that.
What is the analog synthesis class?
What was it?
Yeah.
It was basically just like, you know, the fundamentals. We had a big EMU synthesizer. It took up like the whole fucking wall. And
it's
we
an old
would,
one, right?
Yeah, it was old. I'm not sure what year it was from. And then we had a bunch of random modules, like modem modules and shit that were right next to it. And basically, you know, like our test, the teacher would play like a sine wave, like, and be like, well, it would be more complex than that. It would be like going through the ring mod or some
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, the ring mod. Oh, my God.
The ring mod. And then he would be like, how did I make this? And that was the test. You know, you would have to recreate the sound for him. It was really fun.
That sounds
that
like
guy's
the
name
world's...
is Bob Schneider, and he's really smart.
Bob
he's
Schneider.
Really cool. Hi, Bob. Hope you're still alive. You're fucking awesome.
Didn't he play in some band or something?
I don't know, but
that name sounds so familiar. Bob Schneider.
He's a huge. What's that guy?
Synth jockey.
Oh, fuck! I haven't even...
Moog.
No, he's more modern. Fuck.
Philip Glass.
No.
David Sampson.
Nope.
Carly Jokes.
Nope.
Snippy hair trip.
now you're just making shit up.
I was making that shit up.
Fuck, what's his name?
But what's... Give me some help. Give me some help here.
Oh, God. Austere, synthy, electronic...
He's French?
Stuff. No, but he might be German?
I don't know.
Oh, God damn it. I could text someone right now and get the answer.
Find it. Do it.
Yeah, I think I should, because this is going to fucking bother me.
Do it. What we'll do is we'll take a break, and then I'll play one of his songs inside the podcast.
Oh,
how about that?
Shit.
Okay. I'm going to take a quick break here. I'm going to lead you out with the... Oh, I hate the way that sounds. I hate those digital effects. We're listening to Twisting the Wind here on the Feral Audio Network with the Buttress. She's burped. Okay, we'll be back in a second with the song. Okay, thanks for...
I can call his mom.
Call his mom. Put on speaker.
Okay, ready? Should I tell the listeners what I'm doing?
Yeah.
I'm about to call Dan's mom to find out the name of the electronic musician that Bob Schneider loves. Hope she doesn't say anything incriminating.
Like what? Like George Bush is
like
gonna get killed.
Bush did 9/11.
Kill 9/11 Bush. Katrina was an inside job.
Please, mom, pray.
Katrina was an inside job.
Katrina was an inside job.
Katrina was an inside job.
They used the hurricane machine. How did they do this to me? I need to know his name.
This is so devastating. It's like I feel nothing.
What happened?
I couldn't find the name of the electronic musician.
Where will you go from here?
I don't know. Maybe back to Soulseek.
Soulseek?
Maybe I'll start from nothing.
Is Soulseek still active?
Soulseek is very active.
Are you fucking kidding me?
I'm on there. Look me up.
Are you serious?
We swap some files.
How is Soulseek still active?
How could it not be?
I just thought it was done.
Never.
Okay.
Never ever.
Listeners, we're talking about the granddaddy of all music sharing software.
What about Napster?
Napster's bullshit.
Napster was the first.
If you want to get Coldplay, it's a great place to download their albums. Or maybe the band Travis. Travis and their hits. Soulseek. I haven't heard that. You know what? I haven't heard that name in a long
Soulseek
time.
Soulseek has the best shit.
Soulseek has all the best shit, but I didn't think they was even active anymore.
Yeah, dude.
Oh,
check
my
it
God.
Out, yeah?
Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about a peer-to-peer sharing FTP, some sort of format that has provided me with probably as much as 40 gigs of music throughout my life. I used
That's
it extensively.
A lot.
I can't believe it's still active.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wow. Mm-hmm. I'm really excited
Get
right now.
Get on there, yo. You get all that rare shit you see on YouTube. Ooh-wee. It's like, ooh, I wish I had a better quality of this thing.
Wow.
Soulseek.
Okay.
9 times out of 10, they'll have that shit.
And so you just go to soulseek.com.
It might be .qt or some weird shit, but if you just Google it, you'll find it.
Is your music on there?
I don't know, actually.
You should make it available
on
there.
I never checked, huh?
You should release
it. Upload it.
Release
it's already free, you know?
Right.
I did release an album. Oh, I brought you
No,
one.
I was about to say release an album on Soulseek.
Oh, just on Soulseek?
Defensive.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, you should. I was thinking about doing something like that, releasing an album just like in the worst format ever.
Yeah.
Maybe like release it on
MySpace
on voicemail.
Music? On voicemail? Yeah. Dude,
you have to call me or something where it's like not worth it, but maybe that's the idea.
That would be a short album, though.
I mean, not voicemail. What's like a really low... Because everything's digital now, so you can kind of get away with...
What about that thing?
I could put on a Buddha machine?
Yeah.
Throbbing Gristle already did it.
Oh, really? Fuck.
Yeah. Throbbing Gristle. And they also made one that has... Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the sounds of a Buddha machine, which is some sort of a... It's this Japanese... I think it's Japanese. It's a synth thing. It's you know about these things?
No.
It's really cool. They're great. They're it's by Christian Verrant and Zhang Jian. It's a Buddha machine. That's what it says on there. I'm just reading it. I'm not like,
Zhang
no.
Jian.
But it's this little box the size of a deck of cards, and it has a bunch of loops programmed in there. You can change the volume. And when you put a little switch, it changes the loop.
Did you put that loop in there?
No,
or
I didn't.
Is it
do
a
this is pre-programmed
loop.
It's pre-programmed.
Oh shit!
The cool thing of what we can do right now, which I'm about to do, is I'm going to hook this up.
Okay. Can you put your own loop in that?
You cannot put your own loop in here.
Fuck.
But you probably could. You could probably make your own Buddha machine. You can make your own Buddha machine. See, we're going to put this in here. Run this through the box here. And I don't know how to do it right now because I don't have one of those fucking adapters. I need a goddamn little to big.
Little to big.
You got any eighths to quarters in your
Mm-mm.
bag?
Mm-mm.
Don't you wish they had a vending machine for eighths to quarters?
Yeah. They do at art school.
They do? No, they don't.
Yep, they do.
You fucking kidding
it
me?
It also had fucking LEDs in there. It had little circuit boards and shit.
Would you say you're suffering from withdrawal of not being in art school?
No, actually, I was so happy to get out of there.
How long ago did you graduate from art school?
2-3 years ago.
2-3 years ago.
Yeah. No, I loved art school. I didn't like want to get out of there, but you know, it was, well, I did, but now in retrospect, yeah, I miss it a little bit.
Yeah. Cause it is like a world where it's sort of, I mean, I don't know. Cause I went to a normal college,
mm-hmm.
but I feel like it's a place where, the real world does not exist in any format.
Pretty much.
It's sort of like, my sister goes to art school right now in Minneapolis, and it's like a thing where...
Oh, MCAD or whatever?
Yeah, she goes there.
Oh, nice. I almost went there.
It's great, but at the
Seems
same time,
really cool.
I'm also like, I feel like if you're in art school,
every quarter you usually have to deal with some sort of major crisis that's like a physical, like, oh, here's a boulder, a boulder's dropped in your car. You have to deal with something that's really difficult.
Right.
It's like, wow, this really sucks, and I can't solve this problem with art. Because
doesn't that happen in normal school too, though?
I guess, but I think normal school, what happens is you just, instead of getting, as an art school, they foster your creative side. Like, you're allowed to be indulgent and be like, I'm going to shit in my shoe and cover it in lead.
Mm-hmm.
Because we have this machine that melts lead.
Mm-hmm.
So you can like do anything.
Yeah.
And I feel like in normal college, basically you can't do anything and you get in trouble for doing anything you want to do like that. Like, I used to always get, not in trouble, but there's a couple times where I'm like, how come I didn't get arrested? Like,
for,
oh yeah,
what?
We're like throwing TV monitors out a window, or like, I don't know.
Why'd you
just
do that?
Building things.
Was the movie
or starting
bad?
No, it wasn't. It was just a CRT monitor, you know, just throwing it out the.
You just wanted to throw it out the window. It's not that you were watching something that upset you.
No, I wanted to be like David Letterman, you know.
Oh, okay.
Like old
Did
Letterman.
Did he do that?
Yeah, old Letterman. They used to throw stuff out the window a lot.
Really? Like, I didn't know he was so punk.
He was super punk.
Really?
People don't know that.
Wow. Did he mellow out in his old age or what?
He did. The new generation doesn't know that he
I had no idea. I thought he was just a white dude.
He was super punk.
Square white dude.
I mean, it wasn't say he wasn't punk in the traditional sense, but I would say he's punk in the real sense as of being like a subversive.
He doesn't even need a costume. He just lives the lifestyle.
But isn't that the real punk?
Yes.
Just being subversive. It's
I agree.
Put a suit on, then you just go trash the J. Crew dressing room.
Hell yeah.
Like,
that's
someone,
way more punk than, you know.
I guess so.
Getting your nose broken by a guitar or some shit, you know?
Right.
That's what everybody does.
It's like frat boy punk.
Yeah.
You ever seen that movie SLC Punk?
Yeah, I have.
Yeah, I kind of into that.
You like that movie?
I liked it, yeah. I was surprised.
I didn't like it.
You didn't like it?
No.
Why didn't you like it?
There's like this like certain brand of movie that I feel like has super flashy editing, and that was one of them. It's just like, whoa, like every other second, and like,
yeah,
whoosh, 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 cut this way, that way, you know?
Do you hate Tony
all
Scott?
The music. Tony Scott?
Yeah.
No, I don't hate Tony Scott.
How about his editing?
Well, I like a lot of the stuff he does.
His editing is so flashy, that's what I feel like.
Yeah, but a lot of what he's doing is in-camera effects and hand cranking and stuff. So from like a filmic perspective, I find it interesting, you know?
That's because you know
well,
that,
he's
right?
dead now.
I know.
Peace, Tony.
Why do you think he did that?
Because he's ashamed of Ridley.
You think that's what it is?
Because I don't know. That was the joke when it happened.
Ashamed of Ridley.
Yeah, Ridley really fucked up. He is my biggest disappointment.
Yeah.
I'm so disappointed in you, Ridley, if
because
you're listening to this.
Because he did so good,
so
then he
disappointed.
Gets...
He made two of the best science fiction films ever.
What's the other one?
Alien.
Yeah, right.
And then fucking just decided to make shitty Hollywood movies. I mean, Gladiator is good, but it's just
not Hollywood.
It's not art. It's entertainment, you know?
What's better, Videodrome or Alien?
No. Oh. You know, it might depend on what mood you're in, but right now, the mood I'm in, I'm going to say Videodrome.
Yeah. I haven't seen that one as quite as much.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I've seen Alien a lot. I get that. I know that world, but Videodrome. I think Videodrome may be the most fucked up movie ever made.
Really?
I feel like that movie is probably the creepiest, most hard to watch movie I've ever seen.
Hard to watch.
Just like
creeped out.
Just kind of like, ah, like that's. Oh, I wouldn't think to do that.
Yeah, it does,
you know?
Give me weird feelings.
But no, who's done that since?
His son, Brandon.
Brandon Cronenberg.
Yeah. Did you see his movie?
No, I don't think. I don't even know that.
He made a movie that looks like his dad made it.
Really? What's it
and
called?
It actually was pretty good. I think it was called Antiviral or Antibody. I think it was Antiviral, some shit like that. I don't know. And I really enjoyed it a lot, actually, but it just felt like his father made it, you know? So it was like disappointing in that way.
Well, I guess he maybe got a little piece of that. You got a little chip off
I
that
guess,
old B.
But I don't know. You would think if your dad was a fucking legend and whatever he does, you know, you would, even if you want to do the same thing, you would want to make your own mark, you know, not just carry on the tradition your dad created.
But maybe it's like a thing where
in your dad's shadow.
He can't help it. It's like a thing where,
well, I think he can't help it.
Do you ever notice that do you ever find yourself acting like your parent?
Yeah.
You're like, wow, I'm doing exactly what my parent would do.
Yeah, totally.
You're like, oh, wow,
but
this is weird.
But only when it comes to, like, mannerisms and shit, you know?
Yeah.
But my parents aren't artists, so I guess it's hard to say, you know?
Yeah.
A lot of people try to do this. Some people just try to capitalize off the success of their parents. Like old Dirty Bastard's son.
He did?
Young Dirty Bastard.
You know, it's really sad. It's Lil Wayne's daughter.
What? Is she a rapper too?
Yeah.
Is she good?
No. Oh, man. It's really, but maybe she would be good, you know? Maybe she's getting there, but it's one of those things where
she's born into the spotlight.
You get thrust into that too early and it's like, oh, that cheese is not ready yet.
Mm-hmm. No time to
mature. It may not be ever ready because you took it out of the cave too soon. That's not great.
That's where they make cheese?
Typically, the best cheese, in my opinion, is made in caves.
Really?
You mix that shit up, put it in a cave, let it age for a good year.
Do you like cheese?
You're making a spreading action?
Yeah, spread. Spread it on the walls?
No, I don't think you spread it on the walls.
No?
That would be pretty cool, though. Right? That's how they made cheese. It's like one of those guys in the IRA, you know? How they would spread their shit on the walls of their cells.
No, I didn't know that.
Those guys.
Why'd they do that?
As protest.
Really?
For being imprisoned.
Damn,
yeah.
But I feel like they just were making it harder on themselves, huh?
They were, but at the same time, it was, it's like the classic thing of, you hurt someone else, but you hurt yourself, but you're also hurting someone else. It's like it's like a suicide bomb in a way. Yeah, this guy, Bobby Sands, he's this IRA member, and it was called the H Block. In the prison, and they would all spread their shit all over the walls of their cells.
I guess if you all did it, that could be really effective.
But I don't
everybody
think
everybody would smell it.
It would smell terrible. They show these videos of these guys wearing full haz suits, going in there like scrubbing the walls and writing stuff in shit. I remember thinking that was young
like
as a
Candy
kid.
Man.
It was really cool. I was like really into that for some reason.
It's a good image.
Yeah.
I like
those guys
it.
Were terrorists. They were fucking terrorists.
Yeah. I don't know much about them.
Oh, well, they used to bomb a lot of people. Oh,
okay.
Yeah. They're like the original terrorists. They're like Al-Qaeda.
They're all up on Twitter. Have you seen them on Twitter?
I have a little bit. I tried to engage them. Have you ever engaged them?
Terrorists love Twitter. No, I don't want to talk to them.
You don't?
No, I'm scared. They're going to fucking,
they're gonna
blow me up.
But do this. Why you say, woman, rap, no. How dare woman rap, no.
Whatever.
Your place. Your place, no. Your place, no. Do not.
I could take
How
them.
Dare.
Fuck it. I will tweet them. You know what? I'm getting all riled up.
That should be your next
album. Tweet me.
Buttress tweets ISIS.
Yeah. True. I wonder if that guy answered me.
Well, look at your phone. You put it over there.
It's Stockhausen.
Stockhausen. You're German, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or Austrian. I don't know.
Stockhausen.
One of those.
I've heard of Stockhausen.
Thank God. Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't realize they were that involved.
Killing me.
I thought they were like early industrial, right?
No. Stockhausen.
Oh, that's
is
old
all
shit. God, I've never listened to Stockhausen.
You haven't?
No, I don't think I have.
Wow. And you're into all these other electronic
musicians. I know. It's weird.
I'm shocked.
5 years
you
of college
like
radio didn't work out as well as it should have.
Yeah. It's okay. It's
learned
okay.
too much about Merge Records and Super. Chunk.
I don't even know what that is.
Exactly.
Shit.
That's indie shit. It's indie core.
I'm not with it.
You're not into indie core?
I'm not on that level.
You're not super into emo bands?
No.
I think this is a good one. This is the one I want to keep for a while.
Oh, this effect.
This makes me feel like Venice Beach. We're downtown, upstairs, all around, getting back into it, and we're going to ask a question about what do you want to rent when you go on to Blockbuster here in Rockford, Illinois?
Well, I heard that new one was out.
What's the new one?
Does
it have Dave in it?
Dave, yeah.
Dave Garrison, the biggest movie star on the planet.
Yeah, I heard him. I read his IMDb.
Are you hearing these relics in here, these little sound relics?
Relics? What makes it a relic?
A relic, it's like a little, like...
Relic. Is that the same as an artifact?
Yeah, it is the same as an artifact.
Okay.
Audio
I
artifact.
Like relic better.
Yeah.
Relic's got more imagery.
I think I meant to say artifact.
I like relic better. I'm thinking like Indiana Jones with a gold head or some shit.
You better turn down the presence on that knob. You got too many audio relics in
You're
there.
You're too present. Can you be a little more in the past?
Can we get more past in here? There's too many relics. There are too many relics grabbing around. Yeah, you got audio relics in the house, and they're just like grabbing at your shit, trying to take you into their dimension.
That happens all the time.
What do you think about ghosts?
I think that it's just us
thinking there's something there?
No, I think that like I think I've seen a ghost and the ghost was just me.
What do you mean it was just you?
Like, you know, what we were talking about earlier. So there's like a million, there's infinite Bethanies, right?
Or the idea that time is not linear?
I guess.
The time is sort of like, you just saw a piece of, so you mean you saw, when you say you saw a ghost, you saw a piece of you.
Yeah, I feel like my alternate Bethanies are walking around where I live.
Can you tell me the story from start to finish?
This isn't a story. Well, just tell me about... like all the time I see like
ghosts?
You know, I feel like someone's walking around in my room and shit, and I'm pretty sure it's just me pacing in an alternate dimension. Or like there's always like animal ghosts. I always feel like little things are scurrying past my feet and stuff. Ooh. I feel like it's just like a little dog ghost or
something. Little ghost dog that's visiting.
Yeah. But I don't think they're like souls of the departed.
Right.
I think it's just like a million dimensions happening, infinite dimensions, and, you know, maybe they're just popping through.
This is a good time to segue into a conversation I call psychedelics.
I'm ready.
What was your first experience? What was your introduction to psychedelics?
My first experience was in Chicago. I ate a mushroom chocolate. I don't know how much it was. And then I went to the Lincoln Park Zoo.
What was your age?
I was probably 19 or something.
19, okay. That's a good time to do it.
Yeah. Yeah. I think so. You know, I might have been older, actually. No, you know what? I think I was. Uh-huh. I was probably like 21. Okay. I lied. I'm sorry.
That's kind of old, actually.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because your brain's starting to cement at that point.
Yeah.
Starting to be like, oh, no, we can't go there.
Yeah. Uh-uh.
Oh, no.
Don't go there, baby.
Look, oh, don't park that way.
Uh-uh.
Oh, I shouldn't eat that.
Yeah.
Oh. Oh, I don't know about that Chicago dog. It's got celery salt, and we know about what mom says about the thyroid. So you were 21 or something. You went to Lincoln Park Zoo.
Mm-hmm.
And you ate a mushroom chocolate. Was it something mm-hmm. home? Was it a homemade thing someone made?
No, he purchased it.
Where can you purchase that?
I don't know.
Where, Amsterdam?
No,
you can't purchase that shit domestically.
It was like shrooms encased in chocolate.
Right.
But, so the dealer must have just, you know.
Oh, a dealer. Okay.
Yeah. I'm sure someone was just, you know.
Got it. I didn't know dealers were that enterprising these days.
Excuse me.
Because I used to make that shit. We made some chocolates. We'd make them.
Yeah? How'd you do it?
Well, we diced. This is a couple years ago. My friend went to Lamont School of Music in Denver. I was visiting him. And we got a bunch of mushrooms. I chopped them up real fine, and not to powder, but as fine as it could be. I got a big bar of Ghirardelli baking chocolate.
Nice.
And I made a double boiler, and I melted it down, and I poured it into a greased up ice cube tray. I heated the chocolate up in the double boiler, not boiling it, just, you know, because
uh-huh.
you have it over the water, so it can't get too hot.
Mm-hmm.
Threw in the mushroom, chopped up mushroom stuff, mixed it up, then poured it into these ice cube trays, put in the freezer, and next thing
were they strong?
They were great because they were dosed, so you could have like two chocolates up or four chocolates. So it's great, and also it helps with the nausea. I feel like because the chocolate has a nice effect on the stomach.
Right, I think it's all digesting together.
Yeah, it's got vitamin C in it, so
Yeah.
That was such a funny thing in high school. Like, yeah, you gotta eat a grapefruit if you do acid, man. It's for the visuals. You never heard about that?
I've heard this with mushrooms, like drinking with lemon juice or some shit. Apparently, the citric acid helps.
Right.
Break it down or makes it stronger. I get visuals no matter what. So shit.
Yeah.
I get crazy visuals.
Okay, it's good.
You know, a lot of people don't get them, though.
I just say they didn't take enough of what they're taking.
I don't think so, though, because I've gotten visuals off really small doses.
Hmm.
You know, even if I'm not tripping inside, I will get the visuals. But I have friends who I trip with all the time, and they don't really get visuals.
I feel like it's, I don't know then. I think maybe it's something, maybe you're not looking, or you're not like, I don't know.
I don't think you can, like, not. You know,
I just always
look.
I'm like, oh, that thing's breathing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But don't you get the lights? Like, they're huge.
I get a lot of the lace work,
mm-hmm.
and the vision where it's basically like, I feel like my, your cornea, it's the cornea is like, oh, it's taken on some sort of structure, like a lattice work in front of my eyes. That, I don't know. It's been a long time since I've done a lot of that stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. Started meditating a few years ago, and I feel like that's a lot of psychedelic, you get a lot of psychedelic
I want to say it quenches my psychedelic thirst. And it's like really easy to do, and it can do it,
is it?
Every day.
I tried it once, and I felt like I was tripping, and it freaked me out, and I stopped.
Really?
Yeah.
So it freaked...
Scared me.
That's really good, though, in a way.
I was scared. I haven't gone back.
To meditating.
Should I go back? Yeah.
To meditate?
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. I think everyone should meditate.
It was scary, though. How do I overcome my fear?
Well, the way I do it, and the method that I have been taught, and the way what I was told, is that... You think about it like dreaming. Like if you're dreaming, that is your brain encapsulating stress or negative energy or thoughts in something safe. It's like, I don't know how to describe. The best way to describe it is like when your body, when your white blood cells in your body, when they find something bad, they wrap it in this. That's what pus is. So they're wrapping it. In this, they're killing it and coating it and
cutting it off
and they're taking it out. And so dreams are basically the same sort of thing. It's like you have this infection of stress and negativity. When you're dreaming, it's your body processing. It's like a computer defragmenting. It's processing those pieces and letting them out. And in order for them to go out, they have to go out in a way, and them exiting, that's the stress. That's the stress leaving.
Mm-hmm.
Same way when you throw up, it's an unpleasant experience, but you feel better afterwards because you have this poison out of you.
Right.
So I guess that's what I liken it to, is that if you have an unpleasant experience in dreaming or meditation, it's like, oh, it's okay. We're in a safe part. I'm on a moving train that's passing by this thing. And that's what you have to, I think that's the best way to look at it, is just realize it's a thing that you're, you're not beholden to it. It's not capturing you. You have it, and you're removing it.
I gotta try it again.
But don't you have that experience when you take a high dose of a psychedelic?
Mm.
Don't I ever have any experience like that?
I have gotten afraid, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But I know that. I mean, it's easier to tell myself, "Well, you just ate a bunch of drugs,"
right?
You know. But when I was meditating, it really freaked me out because it was like, well, this is
sober.
In my brain. Like, I don't want to go here. This is scary.
Yeah.
You know, I was like, will I get stuck in here? I started to feel that, you know, when you're tripping and it feels like time is just not real.
Right.
And everything has this sort of like melancholy, I feel like. I was just feeling that, and it scared me. I thought I was going to get stuck in whatever dimension I was tapping into or something.
Well, if you did get stuck, that would be pretty amazing.
I don't want to get stuck.
You'd be the first person. Or maybe you would cross
get me
over.
Out?
Well, maybe they would. Maybe it's not you getting out. Maybe it's the other way around. Maybe there are people on our side who are like, Queez, we need her to meditate again so we can pull her over to this place that's better or something like that.
True.
You know? It could be.
Yeah, and that'll just be an empty shell in lotus position.
That, or you'll just vaporize, or maybe that's what a spontaneous human combustion is.
Oh, shit. That's how it happens.
You crossed over. Congratulations, Frank.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Thanks, God. Thanks, Mom. Thanks, Aunt Sally. You're all great.
Do you really have an Aunt Sally?
Maybe. Yeah.
Maybe. Me neither.
Doesn't no seem fun.
Seems like no thanks.
Right? Everyone on it looks like they're not having fun. I'm like, try this. Like, so I can sit in the corner and look weird like you. No, thank you.
Have you ever seen Drugs, Inc.?
No.
Oh, it's that show on TV.
What channel is it on?
I think it's on National Geographic.
Okay.
And there's one with ketamine, and it's really funny because the guy is like just so blasted. And he has this little laugh where he's like, I'm probably gonna just inject it.
Like this really cute little, I gotta see it.
Yeah,
what is the show? Like people doing the drugs, or is it like about the sale of it or something?
Basically just porn for watching people who are hopeless addicts. Like, yeah, I'm a heroin addict and I also shoot coke and I'm a prostitute and
makes me sad.
Yeah, it's sad, but it's also compelling. compelling content that you are not willing to look away from, because if you do, you're going to miss something out.
Right.
But I want to go back to the your initial psychedelic experience.
Okay.
Because you're an advocate, right?
Yes, definitely.
How long have you been an advocate?
Shit. Probably after I did my 5 gram trip. Which I was like,
you did 5 grammer.
Yeah, wow. I did the heroic dose.
Cubensis?
Of penis envy.
You did?
Mm-hmm.
Ladies and gentlemen, penis envy is Terrence McKenna, famed ethnobotanist, and what else would you call him?
I don't know.
Drug writer, psychedelic writer. I think he's primarily an ethnobotanist, which is one of the best words ever invented, because it basically means you're into drug experiences and
plants.
And plants. Mycologist. Yeah, well, he wasn't a mycologist, though, was he?
But he did grow his own shit, didn't he? I don't know too much about him, to be honest, but I know that he said 5 grams was a heroic dose.
Right, and he made this strain, which is actually a mutant strain called penis envy.
Yeah.
And
it doesn't have spores.
Right, so it's hard to propagate.
Mm-hmm.
But he said 5 grams is a heroic dose, meaning listeners, that you are a hero to do this.
You're
because
never
it's
coming back.
It's like a poison. So you did. So how many times had you experimented with psychedelics before you did this heroic dose of penis envy?
I had only probably tripped about like 4 times.
4 times
in my life,
and those were all with psilocybin.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and so
once with acid.
Acid.
I've only done acid once in my life.
Me too.
Yeah.
I'm not a fan.
Me neither. I felt so uncomfortable.
I felt very like
a poorly oiled machine.
I felt like I was buzzing.
Yeah.
Like,
uh-huh. Like a robot, right? Ooh. It was all like.
That's just one thing. It was a bad. It was.
I would try
terrible.
It again. I mean, I was hungover and not operating on much sleep. So
hungover.
I feel like if you were in a better, if you felt better physically and the weather is good, you know.
Yeah.
It was fucking hot and I felt like shit anyway, so.
This sounds like even if you weren't tripping, you'd be bad.
Exactly.
Hot in Chicago, right? Because when it's hot there, it's shitty because it's hot as fuck.
Really fucking hot, yeah.
Okay, so the heroic dose.
Yeah.
So you did this heroic dose. What was the setting?
I was on a couch in a living room.
Okay.
With my good friend.
Right.
Whose name will go unmentioned. But he's kind of like a mentor to me with psychedelics. So he told me that I should do this. And yeah, we were in a room. There was music playing. There was a dog barking quietly.
Quietly.
Yeah, just like that. Just like that. Yeah.
Like that.
I feel like you were there.
Yeah, I was there. So that's how it started, huh?
Mm-hmm.
But obviously it went from there. Did you contact any entities? Because I've heard that's what happens. I've had friends who've contacted entities.
Not that time. But okay. Once. But no.
But so this lasted probably 5 hours or so.
Yeah, about.
Four hours of intensity.
So intense.
So what was the intense part of it? Like, what was so intense about it?
I mean, the visuals were next level.
Okay.
Like, I was really seeing shit, you know? And I have seen shit on mushrooms, too, like, especially in low light, your brain, you know, because you're seeing stuff because your brain is filling in all the cracks or whatever. So, like, in low lighting, people's faces always look like apocalypto or some shit because I see all these lines form, you know? So, like, that, but times a million. Like, there was a table and it had sort of rounded edges and I saw a green mesh grid all around the whole thing.
Right.
Like, you know, if you're like building an object in like some, you know, 3D program.
Right.
Like, and everything's just green mesh. That's what it looked like, you know, shit like that.
So what did you feel in any sense there was sort of like any kind of contact made or?
No.
A lot of people talk about that, at heroic dose levels. It's this thing where, I don't know if McKenna talked about this, but people have talked about it, about the idea that the mushroom essentially it's gonna contact you and it's gonna take the form of something that doesn't exist.
Mm-hmm.
It'll manifest itself in something where, I mean, I always think about this. If you're in that episode of Star Trek Scorpio. You ever watch Star Trek?
Mm-mm.
It's a great show.
I know. I've heard. I'm not opposed to it. I just haven't.
Listener, Star Trek is a show about people exploring space. The Next Generation is the best one, with Captain Jean-Luc Picard, as played by, you know, why can't I think of his name right now? He's a very eloquent British man with bald. He's bald. Patrick Stewart. There's an episode.
I remember the commercials.
So they find this space relic.
Ooh.
A relic. We're harkening back to a previously used word.
We found it.
They find this relic floating in space, and it, all of a sudden, they don't know what it is, right? They encounter it. It's this big, like, triangular sort of thing. They don't know what it is. And all of a sudden, Picard is, like, taken over. He goes into like this instant coma sort of thing. And the doctor Crusher, she checks him out, and he's like, basically he's been like, psychically bonded to this thing. And they're saying how it's like a knife in him, and how if you get stabbed with a knife, sometimes you're not, the best thing is not to pull it out. You have to let it run its course or something, right?
You're supposed to leave it in.
So what happens is he's psychically bonded to this thing, and everyone on the ship, the stuff's happening in real time, and they don't know what to do. They're stressed out, but he's not dying. His vital signs are fine. Everything's okay. But then they cut to Picard's mind, and he is basically experiencing an entire lifetime in this civilization that is now extinguished. They're dead. They're gone. So they made this sort of psychic relic that floats in space. Whenever it encounters someone, it to their brain, and it downloads a story. Like, he was probably under for, I don't know, 24 hours maybe, but he experienced in his head an entire lifetime of living in their culture.
Wow.
And he comes out and he's like, oh, look, what the fuck? And I think about, that's why I think about, in some sense, that maybe that's what psychedelics are, is there's this weird sort of like a computer, but it's not a computer. It's a biological computer that you take enough of it, you get, you basically get told this story.
Mm-hmm.
You experience this life, you experience the life form of something else. And the only way to do it is through this. It's basically, you're taking.
Has that happened to you?
It hasn't, no. But I mean, I know people talk about that more with peyote. Peyote.
It happened to me once on mushrooms.
Well, you felt like you,
I passed out.
You
this
did.
This is a crazy story. Okay, on New Year's Eve.
Here's what I want.
Yeah.
Is this story.
Okay. Okay. Let me tell you.
Got it.
On New Year's Eve, I was tripping mushrooms in New York City. I went to the Chelsea Walk or whatever the fuck that's called when you like walk for a few miles or whatever. And I tripped mushrooms.
Heroic?
No. Okay. It was like 2 grams. No, it was like 2.5 grams.
And sizable.
Mm-hmm. So yeah. I was coming down from them, whatever. We're all going to go to a bar because it was like New Year's or some shit. So we go to the bar and the visuals are leaving me. So I'm like, let me eat some more mushrooms. So I did, even though you can't really trip consecutively. I figured I would try anyway. But
like
I wasn't
that.
Really like tripping. But then I ate a bunch more mushrooms. Not that many. Small handful. Maybe a gram and a half. I don't remember. And I was drinking a little, smoked a little weed, but I'm sitting at this bar, like feeling very tired, you know, when you, I felt like I was starting to fall asleep.
I felt
really
tired a lot of times on it.
Yeah.
I felt like heavy.
Just like waves of tiredness.
Yeah, yeah.
I was getting that. And I'm sitting there, and actually it was really weird. This magician came up to me from off the street, and he was showing me this trick that involved a ring, and he was doing it in low light by like a candle on the bar. And he's trying to do this trick, and he fucked it up somehow because I saw this stream of blood come from under the ring. Like, he was trying to pull it off.
Are you serious?
I forget what the trick was, but it was freaking me out.
He cut you?
No, he cut himself. He
oh
was
my
trying
God.
To do this trick that involved a ring. I think it was switching fingers or something, but it was like stuck, and I saw a trickle of blood. This is like the last thing I remember. Anyway, I'm sitting here watching this like appalled, and then all of a sudden the world just disappears and my hands are like glowing white hot. Like, I bring them up into my vision and they're white, and I feel like I'm moving at like warp speed or some
shit.
So
are you in sort of like a static field at this point?
Yeah, I never like lost consciousness. I was in the real world, and all of a sudden, like I was not in the real world, and my hands were glowing white hot, and I was going like a million miles per hour. And then these beings show up that were just kind of white and formless. And I guess they would kind of look like the traditional gray or something, but a little more white, you know? And they're showing me like the world is, you know, when you see all those time lapses of like, I mean, I feel like they've made fake ones of like pyramids being built and coming down and building up this stuff, you know? I was basically just seeing the whole world become like constructed. And then like pyramids falling, like it was going into like,
and you're sitting at a bar,
baroque architecture and shit. Yeah, well, I mean, I didn't feel like I was, but I had the like consciousness to be like, this is not real. Like, where I don't know where I'm supposed to be right now, but this is like not where I was a minute ago. And I was kind of freaking out and trying to pull myself out of it, and my hands were just getting like whiter and whiter, and it was crazy. And then all of a sudden I woke up on the floor of the fucking bar.
And how long were you up for?
Apparently like 2-3 minutes.
Okay. So they're like shaking you and stuff?
Yeah, I was getting dragged out. People were like trying to pick me up to bring me out.
So what happened?
I was
when
like,
you came
guys,
out?
I just like had this amazing experience. Like,
you had a visitation.
Yeah, I was like, I was just reborn. Like when I came out of this, I was ecstatic.
Wow.
And telling everybody about what I saw, you know? Because it felt so real. It never felt like there was a lapse in consciousness, you know?
Yeah.
I think in retrospect, maybe like I was tripping, and I definitely felt like a wave of like, you know, tired, and maybe somehow like DMT got released or some shit. I don't know the mechanisms of sleep necessarily, but it was like, I distinctly felt really tired, but I didn't like, you know, fall asleep. I mean, maybe I fell asleep, but I don't know. It didn't feel like I ever lost consciousness.
Right.
I was sitting there, and then all of a sudden I was not there anymore. I was with these beings, and so, there was mushrooms in my system, a good amount. So I attributed to that.
Well, the cop's like, mushrooms. She's got mushrooms in her system.
There were no cops, shit. I mean, and if there were, they're
she's got
not worried about me. They probably just thought I was drunk.
Roger, she's got mushrooms in her system. Mm-hmm. We're going to take her down and definitely give her the full degree, because this is super illegal.
They're going to lock me up in a room and start playing Stockhausen.
Roger, we're going to lock her up and put on some pop music to blast her out of this funk. She's doing a super illegal drug. Lots of mushrooms here. Hiding, officer. Yeah, we've got a mushroom case here. It's a young lady who's done a bunch of illegal mushrooms. She's clearly out of it, and she's going to be in a destructive, violent path here.
Mm-hmm.
We should probably lock her up and beat her up and do bad things to her. We're just going to have to really take this one down, because we got a legal mushroom hound on her.
Fuck.
So is that something where now it's like pre and post for you? Like that's an experience that's a mark?
Yeah, definitely a landmark.
So now you're sober.
I'm sober right now.
So now you're sober.
At this moment,
right.
Pretty much.
So after that, so what do you feel like changed after having that experience? Anything in your life that was sort of...
Well, the alien one or whatever the fuck they were. It made me, you know, I was researching it a lot, reading on fucking, you know, forums and shit. But that shit gets so hippy-dippy.
It does.
And I don't
trip
really
reports
believe...
Are,
yeah.
Reports can be...
hippy-dippy.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not like that. So, you know, I feel like, I mean, I wish science like would tackle psychedelics and consciousness in its beginning too.
Yeah.
But it's depressing seeing the beginnings of this thing that I feel like is going to totally revolutionize the way we think about the world. And we probably won't ever get to see it, you know?
You don't think so? Why not?
Because science is such, it's on such like a slow trajectory, you know? It's like for one, you have one person that has this amazing idea, and he's got to get everyone else on board. There's so much money involved, you know? And a lot of this shit especially, it's like people, a lot of scientists just scoff at anything involving...
psychedelics.
Yeah. And, you know, but I mean, psychedelics don't even necessarily have to be involved to like understand consciousness better. And as soon as we do that, I'm sure we'll understand like what's happening to us while we're tripping better and stuff.
Deprivation
too,
tank.
Oh man, that seems scary.
Really?
Have you been in one?
I haven't.
Seems scary.
My friend Duncan has one. And
He
has one at home, a small one at home, yeah.
Wow.
I'm gonna use it at some point. I just keep, you know, putting it off. But to me, the from what I've talked about with him about it, it sounds basically like it's just a meditation chamber. Like the things he's talked about with me that he's experienced, I'm like, oh, that's the same thing I've experienced meditating. So I think it's just something where it's like it's conducive to putting you into that
clearing
transcendental state, where you drop in to the like the sub level where it's very quiet, but it's also, oh, I can see everything up there, but I'm in the zone right now where I'm like, oh, wow. You can travel and do whatever you want. Yeah.
Yeah.
Build cities.
Break them down.
Build cities with your mind. Build a mind castle.
Mm-hmm. That sounds fun. Yeah. When I get two in my head, I get really scared.
It's not good.
Mm-mm.
But maybe that's good though. I don't know. I think it's tough because it's hard to talk about. Yeah, but it's hard to talk about.
I think that's why I take
it, too.
Psychedelics too. You know, when I started tripping, I hated it. Same with weed. Like, I'm actually like a pretty like, you know, anxious person, and tripping definitely, I had some bad trips. I mean, never like, oh my God, call the cops, but like,
yeah,
please stop this. Like, I don't want to be here anymore, you know, but then when I come out of it, exactly.
Yeah. A lot of people have the very exact opposite feeling that you do. It's like, oh, that was bad. I'll never do it again. I'm like, oh, actually that was bad, but the bad thing is what,
I feel like I learned something, yeah, you know? I'm a loser and I can't handle drugs. No, I'm just kidding.
There's somebody who says, like, if you're scared to do it, then you should, like, oh, if you're scared to do mushrooms, it's time to do mushrooms
exactly.
again.
Exactly. Yeah. I feel that way as well, definitely.
Yeah, I'm scared. I guess I'm not scared. I don't know. I'm not so much not scared. I'm just not that interested in it right now, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, whatever, man.
Yeah, it'll happen when it happens.
Peace, dog.
Yeah.
Peace, dog. Welcome to the hot zone.
Yeah.
Is this going to sound good? How's this one sound? How's this digital effect sound?
Sounds digital.
Sounds so fucking. Hi, welcome to digital. Hi, welcome to digital, Jason. Hey,
digital world.
Hey, this is digital. Hey, what's up? This is digital Jason coming at you with a full patch. I got a full soul patch. It's a gigantic soul patch. Hey, it's digital Jason again. I got a full soul patch for you. Hey, it's digital Jason. I'm with the buttress. Do you want to promote?
Promote?
Yeah, promote something. Promote your YouTube.
Oh, YouTube, the buttress.
Is it just youtube.com/thebuttress?
No, it's /YI3Jane.
What does that mean?
It's a reference to Neuromancer. By William Gibson.
That's a good one.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Woo!
Neuromancer. Buy it. Buy it at your local store on the internet.
Do you like pattern recognition?
Do I like it?
Yeah.
I mean, I think I, yeah.
Do you fancy yourself like to be like Case or no?
Case? What's that?
Isn't that the main character's name?
Oh, yeah. Wait, pattern recognition? Is that another book you're talking about?
Yeah,
so I thought you were talking about The Thing. I think like I use it probably. I'm probably using it right now.
Yeah. What pattern are you recognizing right now?
I mean, I write everything, right? Isn't that the only way we can tell that objects are like in space? You're using pattern recognition, kind of.
Right. Using, because your brain knows the shape.
That's why babies think everything is flat.
They do?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, they don't know that you're not the wall.
Oh.
They think it's all the same thing.
When did they start figuring that out?
I have no idea.
How'd you know
probably
that?
Probably pretty soon. I don't know. I read a lot of critical theory in art school. It probably isn't even true.
Do you have a baby?
But a lot of it... No, I don't have a baby. I asked my baby.
This is your coming out. This is your announcement. I have a baby.
I actually have a baby on the way, but in the oven.
So you're not recognizing any patterns currently?
Mm-mm. I mean, probably that I don't
know. Not that you're hyper aware of.
Yeah, no.
But what was I saying? Oh, yeah, you're talking about, that's a reference to Neuromancer, right?
Yeah, which I haven't read in forever.
William Gibson book that they based The Matrix off of.
Yeah.
See, there you go. That's The Matrix. That's the simulation. That's what that is. But that's a very, like, that's a very concrete example of what the simulation is.
Yeah.
Like, very like, hey, dude, this is what the simulation is. Like, dude, what if we're all asleep right now being fuel for robots? Can you imagine robots with that shitty that they needed us for fuel?
Yeah, come on.
No, wait a minute.
Why would they need us?
They're gonna need humans for fuel.
Unless they need our consciousness juice.
What a bunch of work that would be to keep us alive.
Yeah,
and
for
those
real.
Tubes. So it's why...
I3Jane. J-A-N-E.
J-A-N-E-Y. I don't remember what that being in the book. What was
3
it?
Jane was like the name of the Y-I actually come from. It's like that came from like an Aphex Twin song. It was like Y-I-6 something. So it's like Aphex Twin Neuromancer.
Got it.
I don't know. I made it in high school. I was into both those things a lot. So
So that's something that people can tune into and watch your music videos.
Yep.
And you can hear the music at the same time as the video.
Yeah.
It's this great new art form. It's pretty cool. It's called Combo Vision.
Yeah, I started it.
So what's on deck?
What's on deck?
Are you going to be touring or anything or what? I mean, because you do,
no,
you
I'm
perform
trying,
live, right?
I do.
Right.
I'm trying to do some more shows coming up in the Northeast. I have a show September 12th in Manchester, Connecticut. The details haven't been posted yet, but you can go on my Facebook and I'll post them soon because the show's happening soon.
And you live in Jersey?
Yeah, I do.
What's in Jersey? Is that where you're from?
Yeah, it is.
Jersey.
Yeah.
Which city in Jersey?
Well, I always lie. I say a few towns over. I live in Lodi, Jersey. Have you seen The Sopranos?
No, I've seen some of it, but enough of it.
Have you seen any with the strip club, Bada Bing? They're there all the time.
It's in Lodi?
I live right by that. Yeah, I live by the strip club.
Do you know
if you walk
city?
Around there, you'll find me eventually.
There's a city in California called Lodi. Creedence, you know that Creedence song?
I've heard of it, yeah.
Oh, Lord, stuck in Lodi again.
I've heard of it.
Just about to suck him back in there to do.
Yeah.
Fucking my fame and fortune. Wishing for a pond. That's how it goes. I can keep going. It's not ringing a bell.
No.
I don't go. Some my band and bring out words.
Aren't they from like the bayou?
Oh, Lord. I think they're from California.
Really?
Oh, I don't know.
Like swamp boys. Fogarty,
maybe he's from Louisiana.
That's what I thought.
This is my favorite part about podcasting, is speculating about things and also making declarative statements that I know to be probably false.
Mm-hmm.
And then to have someone be like, that's not right. But the thing is, no one ever emails me. I always want people to email me like pissed off. Like, this actually the truth is this.
Do they leave comments?
They can, yeah. But most of the time, I think I've been successful in creating an atmosphere of positivity to basically tell people that, like, you can say something negative, and I'd love to read it, but also it's like you're kind of doing yourself a disservice because I don't give a shit.
Right.
I love reading negative things because I'm like, oh, wow, I can't wait to greet you positively just to fuck with you.
Yeah.
Yeah, I had some heckler guy. I did some show in Vegas with Neil Hamburger like a few months ago, but a while ago, right?
Mm-hmm.
And there was some heckler dude, and I didn't really even hear him, right? I didn't hear him at all because he was way in the back. And I just, you know, you hear so much noise going on, I'm not going to pay attention to him.
Right.
But then I go after my set, my friend's performing, and I'm in the back there, and this guy's heckling my friend. And I'm like,
saying what?
Just saying
that's
dumb
not
shit.
Funny.
I don't even remember exactly. He was just saying dumb shit.
Right.
Like just being a drunk.
Motherfuck
just being a fucking
is.
Drunk. So I got him kicked out.
Mm-hmm.
Because he needed to be kicked out because he wasn't behaving.
Clearly.
And then I get this like text. I get this Twitter message like a few days later. Like, hey man, thanks for kicking me out of the fucking Neil Hamburger show, asshole. I wasn't doing anything. I'm like, yes you. I was like, hey, how's it going? I think I followed him on Twitter, and I was like. I direct message him saying, hey man, I'm sorry, but you just can't talk on a show like that. Like, what's going on? What's wrong? What's going on in your life? Are you okay? He's like, and he started to be like, well, yeah, you'd have to kick me out. I was like, well, I didn't actually, because you're being really disruptive, and I guess you haven't been to a comedy show before, but that's not what you do. It doesn't
right.
help. No one
of
likes
course.
It.
And he's in denial. It sounds
exactly.
like he felt shame.
And then he said, yeah, I guess I was pretty drunk and I was out of hand.
See,
and stuff.
He knows. He was in like, denial, and you brought him around. You did him a great service.
I did. And then I unfollowed and blocked.
It's like, bitch!
My work here is done.
Shit.
Yeah, and he doesn't care about me. He just wants to talk about basketball.
You never
and stuff,
know. He might show up at another show and start heckling. Why you kick me out of the last show?
He might. I would love that. I would bring him up.
I mean,
we'd have a
tweet
talk.
You. How'd even he found out who you were? Well,
well
okay.
Yeah, it's a comment.
Because you play it already. Yeah. Okay.
I mean, it's a public thing. It's,
right.
You kind of perform on your name.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's kind of like.
No. Yeah. I forgot that. Sorry. I forgot you said you perform first.
How did he find out?
I don't have
I
a lot
it.
Of common sense.
You don't?
No. Oh, actually.
You should definitely get some more common sense.
I know.
It's super important to have that stuff.
I don't have any. Next to none. Next to no common sense.
Next to none.
Got good for nothing sense.
Are you a fan of flange or phaser? What do you prefer?
I like the phaser. I like to go in between the different headphones.
That's so funny. I prefer the flange. That's
Do
funny.
Do you?
Yeah. He likes flange. She likes a phaser.
Yeah.
God damn it. Who's been using the phaser again?
Sorry.
I said flange. I said flange only.
Cue God laugh damn it. Track.
On the laugh track has been phased. God damn it. Who's fucking phasing the laugh track? Is this stereo? I want tape flange only. No stereo phasing. It would be nice to have a big tape flange in here. We could just like touch and hear that fucking. Get that. So what if you have two records playing simultaneously, right, and they go out of phase? That's phasing, right? I guess I truly don't understand the difference between phaser and flanger.
Well, phasing, it's like you're playing the exact same. It's and the exact same signal.
They go out
signal.
Of phase.
Yeah.
But flange has to do with tapes, right? With old tape, like
I
tape
don't know.
Flange. I think it has to do with manipulating the tape.
Okay.
Something like you touch that.
Get
tape.
It all warbly.
Warbly, yeah. Honestly, I don't know, though. And hopefully we'll get some emails. Email twistingthewind@gmail.com. Please rate and review the podcast. Please subscribe. Please tell your friends. What else should they do?
Tell us what a flanger does.
Tell us what a flanger does. twistingthewind@gmail.com. The Buttress website is...
Thebuttress.com is launching soon.
Thebuttress.com is launching soon. You have a Bandcamp. You can buy all your albums.
I do have a Bandcamp. I'm trying to switch it all over. I love Bandcamp, but I'm trying to switch it to my website because Bandcamp actually does take a large percentage. But they are a great service, so not large, but large when you're broke like me.
What about iTunes?
iTunes, it's on there.
Okay.
But the best way right now is the Bandcamp.
That's
the
best
for you.
Once the
website is up within like 2 weeks, that'll be the best way. But it will stay up on Bandcamp for free download. But for purchasing hard copy is go to the website.
What else?
I don't know.
Oh, people should go to the Feral Audio website page and go to Twisting the Wind and purchase some items through our Amazon. I hate this fucking shitty digital phasing. It sounds like you're in a fucking like. And I'm cleaning the bathroom. Looks like I'm fucking cleaning the bathroom. It's like why the toilet's flushing or something, you know?
Like you're just, in the toilet water, and this is what it sounds like.
Goddamn kids made the toilet so fucking dirty. Goddamn it. Goddamn, I gotta scrub this fucking toilet. These kids are shitting everywhere. Eating that fucking cantaloupe. The kid's allergic to cantaloupe. Shitting everywhere. Spraying the shit everywhere.
Yeah, it does sound like you're a goldfish stuck in a toilet bowl.
And now it's like, oh man, the child did. The kid did drugs, and then he had an experience that was unpleasant in the library.
What kind of drugs did he do?
Librarian, where are the bugs? I'm tripping at school.
They're all over my skin.
Oh no, there's bugs.
I can't get them out.
There's bugs. I can't get the bugs out.
Cut it out. Take the knife and cut it out. Cut it out. Take the knife and cut it out. Cut it out. Cut it out.
I wish I was Mike Patton.
Do you?
That would be cool. You could do some.
He's still doing stuff.
I think he's doing stuff. Yeah.
He's probably always going to do stuff.
Indigenous chants of sort.
Yeah.
Yeah. You ever heard that album by Mr. Bungle, California?
No.
It's great. There's one part where they had this chant. It's like. Oh. You have to hear it. I'll drop it in here.
Cool.
Something like that. Maybe it will. Yeah, I'm glad I clapped for that sync sound we're doing because we're recording this on video. Hey, how's it going, everybody?
Hey.
Camera crew. Is there anything else you want to say before I close it up?
No, thanks for having me.
Okay.
This is really fun.
Maybe we'll just get really close to the mic here.
Come on. Don't be shy.
Say some, you should probably do some rapping now.
Do some rapping?
No. I'm just kidding. That's like the worst thing ever is pimping someone out on rap.
Yeah, I know. See, that's the main reason I hate telling people I'm a rapper.
Oh, do a rap.
This rap thing. They're like, oh, do it, you know?
Do a rap.
I mean, you know, I guess I could, but I don't particularly want to, if I can be honest. I don't really want to rap right now. Feel weird.
Say more about what you feel.
I feel like maybe rapping isn't even a real thing. Maybe I've never really rapped. How will I know whether or not I'm a rapper? Unless I rap the rap. Do the hip hop. I don't know. It's hard. It's hard to say for certain.
What time do you normally have dinner?
I would say about
11 p.m.
Well, that's pretty fucking late.
Yeah, well, I wake up pretty fucking late.
What time?
I usually wake up about 4 or 5 p.m.
Are you serious?
I'm serious.
Why do you wake up so late?
Because I stay up so late.
Wow.
I like to go to bed when the sun is coming up.
A schedule like that, it's going to be hard to make it in the street world.
No, it won't. It's actually going to make it better because I'm like an owl. I see everything. I can find anything, and I see these people further really hard. The dirty Jersey streets. I'm an owl flying high above them. They're all my prey.
United States government, it is the mission of the National Security Agency to assess and flag citizens of the country who may present a threat to its security. The NSA has clearance to wiretap by any means necessary.
Tapped. Incidental recordings of private conversations from the files of the NSA.
Now on feralaudio.com.